What's going on, fellas?
Aw, jeez, man, nothing, man. We're just hanging out and stuff.
You wanna get hurt?
Don't be scared, homie.
Stop it, motherfucker! Stop it!
Happy end of next!
Nick's antics inside the octagon fuck with a lot of people's heads.
And Bobby's like, what the fuck is he talking about?
What does that even mean? Yeah, exactly.
And then the entire time the fight is going on, like, what, bitch? What you gonna do, bitch? What you gonna do, bitch? And then you hit him. Oh, bitch, I just stunned you, bitch.
Now I am the
Kanga,
the destroyer of worlds.
You're already dead!
We shall never surrender, whatever the cost may be.
Yeah, that's a
man in a fucking town. I'm not Nick Diaz. I'm the Nick Diaz of Knox.
Welcome to the show.
Episode 135, Awesome Knots and Anchor Day. Don't be scared, homie. It's the Nick Diaz of Knots podcast. So if you don't know, now you know, playa.
Welcome, 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 as John Oliver would say, to the Nick Diaz of Knots podcast, episode 135. Yes, 135. We are chugging along, and today is going to be another solo cast. No guest today, as I was hoping to have somebody on, but today is going to be a special day nonetheless, as I'm going back to my roots, back to the basics of this podcast, and today is all about my favorite multiplayer video game, my favorite one I've ever played in my entire life, with Halo 3 being a close second overall, but first-person shooter, Halo 3. This video game is called Awesome Knots, the game that half of my podcast name comes from. The Nick Diaz of Awesome Knots is the full name. And before you go and tune out thinking that there's nothing here for you because you're thinking, oh, I'm not a gamer, he doesn't have a guest, I don't know what Awesome Rocks or whatever he said was, let me entice you, or at least try to here. This video game has changed my life in so many ways, and I hope to get into that a little bit later. But this video game is free. It's free for you to download right now on whatever platform you want, whether that's Xbox, PlayStation, or what I play on, the PC, or Apple, whatever. You can make it work on an Apple, too. And even the worst computers can run this game with its details turned on the lowest setting. Which, even then, the graphics are still pretty good. And besides that, it is what I play at just so that the game runs as fast as possible so that lag is never the reason I die or miss a kill. But besides that, it's a game that is easy to learn and near impossible to master. Even I have yet to do it after over 2,500 hours of gaming played and 4,500 matches completed. What I get out of Knots is the ability to exercise my warrior spirit and engage in what I consider to be the most fair online battle arena ever developed at my convenience, and it's now free. When I got into it, you actually had to pay for it, and in total, I've probably spent more money than most people have on this game, but it's free for anybody to play now. Do you like Mario? This game plays just like Mario. Do you like Smash, aka Smash Brothers? It also plays like Smash Brothers. Do you like team games? This is a 3v3 action game here. Do you like playing by yourself? So do I sometimes, so I go off on my own on this game and my teammates hate me sometimes. Oh, you only like games where you only defend or you only attack? Guess what? There are teams out there that need people like you. People like me who only know how to attack. I mean, I know how to defend, but come on. the best defense, in my opinion, is a strong offense. Okay, Nick Diaz and Nats, you convinced me this game's kind of cool, sounding good. I'll probably listen to the rest of this podcast, but I'm not going to download this game because I have no one to play this game with, and more importantly, I don't know how to play this game. Coming up on today's show, I will be doing my first exclusive beginner's guide to Awesome Nats before some other things I have planned to help get the uninitiated initiated and to help spread the good word that is Awesome Nats. Mwahahahaha. You're going to get the Nats expert guide to, on how to instantly start winning in Awesome Nats. Or at least shorten the learning curve and shorten the number of games it takes of you losing to learn. But coming up first, well, if you aren't listening on the Anchor app, you are missing out on the full songs that I get to pick and play on the show. Me. It's like I'm an old school radio DJ who actually gets to pick the music that's going on air instead of just being paid to play music like so many radio stations are now. Download the Anchor FM app right now. And while you're at it, download Awesome Nats right now on your PC, Xbox, PlayStation, whatever you have. And if you are, if you are on PC, you can be sure I will be on and you can come and play with me. I just played a match just before this to get inspired, and you can click the link in this title here to go get inspired yourself. This match is a very, very quick one. It is only, it's less than 4 minutes long, so go check it out. Click the link if you're on the Anchor app. Just another reason to get the Anchor app and listen on the Anchor app. But first, we're going to get to a song, and then I'll be right back with the beginner's guide to Awesome Nats here on the Nick Diaz of Nats podcast. Don't be scared, homies. Okay, so step one to wrecking in Awesome Nats is to download and install Awesome Nats. Very simple, of course. Once you download the Steam application on your computer, which is 100% safe and used by millions of people around the world, think of it like the digital distributor of video games on computers. That's it. Once installed, you are going to want to open Awesome Nats. Very important step. Now, at this step, a new window will open and a whole bunch of options will become available to you. If you have a powerful computer and don't care about peak performance, you can skip this step. But even when I had a powerful computer, I like to know that I had every advantage I could. So I turned all my graphics down as low as I could stand without it affecting my performance in-game. And this can have a significant effect on the playability of some games on older or weaker computers. So I highly suggest you turn down all the graphics before loading this game. And this can be done in-game as well. Now, I am also sure that any advanced Nats player could probably do this beginner's guide, but I also know that each one of ours would turn out a little bit different, and none of them necessarily wrong in what they're talking about. But the next place I'm going to go is that you're going to want to go into the game modes, and if you're like me, you just want to get into the multiplayer action. You don't care about the computers or bot matches, so then the middle option, once you go into games, is where you're going to go to get into the battle arena. And once you are matched, you're going to want to pick a character. And at this point, this is one of the most anxiety-ridden times for a beginner because you don't know what character to pick. And at this point, truly, any of the characters could end up being your spirit animal, just like the character Eulip is my spirit animal. I've got over 2,000 games with that character. Four times as much as the next character I've played. So, you know, I've played many characters, but like most things, your character will probably evolve and change as you find new characters and you realize what other characters can do. Because every character has their base attack and then two special abilities. So, two characters that I recommend to every beginner are Leon or Lone Star. Leon because he can go invisible and stay invisible, which allows beginners the ability to escape the absolutely terrible situations they are definitely going to put themselves into. And Lone Star because his character and special abilities are quite obvious and make sense in beginners' minds, so it makes for an easy transition for somebody who's not necessarily used to video games or maybe knots. Not used to knots. Get it? Punny! Once in game, well, I think experience and failure are the best teachers and are going to teach you better than any video or podcast you could ever watch or listen to. But I said this was a beginner's guide on how to wreck, and so from my perspective, here are 5 pro tips for any Awesome Knots beginner. Number 1, be patient. Each match can last up to 20 plus minutes. Don't be wasteful with your lives. You can take your time, you can run away, you can go back to your base to get health. And that's one other tip that I forgot to mention. The only place you can buy upgrades in-game and heal yourself is at the base without picking up a health bubble of some sort. Don't be wasteful with your lives. Make sure to regen your health often. But with that said, number 2, you have infinite lives. Turrets do not have infinite health. That is what my tagline on Awesome Knots should be. Because I believe in the war saying, God is on the side of the larger army. So I have won games by getting 20 deaths. You know, 4 times as many deaths as the next person. But I've got the most turret damage, and because I just kept on damaging the turret, and the damage doesn't get their health back, I eventually get through it all. Just like water, it makes its way through everything. Number 3. Don't chase your opponents unless it is a sure thing kill. Even expert knots will run off sometimes and leave the objective, pushing turrets, to hopefully kill an opponent, when it could very well be a trap and lead to that person's death, and otherwise is a missed opportunity to push. Which leads to number 4, my favorite, ABP, always be pushing. Yes, you are in control of the pace of this game. This game requires you to destroy 2 to 4 turrets and then a base. So it's up to you how fast this game ends. Let that sink in for a second. This game has taught me so much over the years. I can only hope to explain that on this podcast and hopefully future podcasts as well. But I hope other people will see the greatness that exists with this game. And finally, number 5. Always say good game at the end of the match by typing GG. And if you want to type in game, it's enter to type to your team and then shift enter to type to the entire match. Woo! We made it through. That is the Nick Diaz Beginner's Guide to Awesome Knots. Now, Awesome Knots is a 3v3 game, so the other great thing about it is you can actually play 3 people on your computer. Now, I play on my computer, but I also play with an Xbox controller. So you can also play with an Xbox controller on any PC computer with a wired Xbox controller simply by plugging it into your USB, and bingo bango, you are playing Awesome Knots just like the Nick Diaz of Knots. Woo! That was a bit of a longer segment. I'm not used to doing 7-minute segments. I am used to doing 5-minute segments on the old version of the Anchor app. And my tongue is tired. My goodness. Let's get to a song, and we'll see what's left in the Nick Diaz of Knots. Dear Knots community, this is the Nick Diaz of Knots, and I have a message for you all. I think this is the greatest multiplayer video game on the market, and I know a lot of you do too. This game is so much more than League of Legends or Dota. Even though I've never played those games and I've only watched matches, it is more because there is less. And I know probably only you hardcore Knots players out there will really understand that. But that's not my message. My message is a sincere request to help me make this game as big and commonplace as League, or Dota, or Rainbow Six, or even Fortnite. If you have any ideas on how to make this community tighter and more awesome to attract more people so that we can have more tournaments and get more people supporting this amazing game that, in my opinion, shouldn't be free, but that's how much the creators believe in it. They know that if you try it, you'll be hooked, and I concur. But if you have any ideas on how to make this community tighter and better, please get at me, or at the very least, all you need to do is start talking about this game more. Invite a friend over to play it at your place, or better yet, go to their place and install it on their machine for them. It's free, as you know. I know most of you are, if not all of you, are from the Awesome Knots subreddit. But to those of you who don't know what that is, Google it. Awesome Knots Reddit. And, to the existing community out there, let's make now the time to make that Froggy G, that funny Froggy G meme that you've been meaning to make for the past, I don't know, like 3 months. Let now be the time that you make your first Awesome Knot compilation video of all the best clips that you've collected over the last year or whatever. That's what I'm working on right now. Let's make 2018 the year of the Knots. The Awesome Knots. If we all do our part, even tiny slices, I know this game can and will have a bright future for all of us to enjoy for years to come. So let's get to it. And of course, try to have some fun along the way as possible, if and wherever possible. See you after the drop. Nick Diaz of Knots, out.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.